The conclusive results of several recent studies have indicated that the mass present in the electromagnetic spectrum may be a byproduct of the fluoride levels in several name-brand toothpastes. Top analysts in the field suggest the purchase of generics as an alternative to help drive the declining economy. In other recent news, BioCorp International has announced a new line of robotic babies in a press conference held yesterday. Spokesperson Kaylee Harris had this to say.
It's for, like, parental training, you know?
Stars looking spacewards, seeing bright signs of future industry shining with electrical beams. Grab your saber and join the war with great magnitude and mechanized transformations through manipulated mass media driven gossip. To printed medium and superficial gloss, riding the light rail and losing touch with deeper senses and synesthesia, blurring lines with tasteful additions, and large theaters attracting less funding due to extended curriculum and advanced bio studies and engineering air mass currents, and pirating radio waves through the counterculture made mainstream. Branded insecurities and idiocy made humorous through grains of sand, oval light with burlesque and new tidings, sending waves of joy with cliche catch lines.
Gonna have a robot baby, making sweet love with my android Amy.
Off-white surfaces and feelings of deep regret mixed with sudden eliminations and threats of reptilian hostiles and unspeakable horrors associated with a computer monitor heavily endured by the mass of a constant stream of photons and unlikely ways of wasting a Friday night rather than watch another crappy sci-fi.
Robot babies in the future.
Robot babies in the future.
Robot babies.
Yeah.